But she was cool with me because I was the only one nice to her when she had a head full of lice.
That girl
had mad lice.
I had lice once.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It runs in the Gabbies, man.
Yeah, I guess something about us Gabbies.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Pop Popcast. I am your host, Dennis.
And I'm your host, Gabe.
Oh, I was trying to go a little faster, like smoother, faster. Sorry.
I noticed it. I tried to not look.
And
I don't know. I don't think we did a great job.
I think for me, the hand motions are now stuck in my head. I get it.
I'm
not even thinking about it, but the next movement is already happening in my hand. So I'm getting there. We're going to be super cool. We're going to be the coolest people at my wedding.
Oh,
we're
shit. Both.
Handshake and everything.
Every time we run into each other, handshake.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What's up, Isaiah Reese?
Hey, Isaiah. How you doing? I saw you on the stream. What was that, last week?
2 weeks ago?
Last
week? Fuck, I don't know.
Time flies by, man.
When was I in Kansas? I don't remember. I bought this shirt in Omaha, Nebraska.
So you went to Omaha, Nebraska. Where'd you get that shirt?
From a Goodwill.
You went to a Goodwill? You went to Omaha, Nebraska, and you went to a Goodwill?
I had a little time to kill.
Oh, okay.
That's wanted to come back. Whoa.
Hey, thanks for the sub, Warchamp. Hey, Warchamp 7. He's a streamer as well.
Oh, word?
Yeah. He's got beautiful platinum blonde hair.
Wow.
Yeah, he's kind of like a gamer / you know, that culture stuff that we're not super, you know, knowledgeable about.
Right.
Yeah.
Gamer / supermodel.
Yeah. I didn't think this about myself or you, but we're like jocks.
Yeah.
We're dumb jocks. And I never knew that about us.
No, I don't think so.
We're like weirdo jocks. But we don't know nerd shit. We don't care about nerd stuff.
What do we even care about?
That's what I'm saying. We played sports and then that was it.
You know, I'm a
and
jock.
And then our interest stopped.
I'm a jock for like MMA, like at UFC and shit.
Yo, you're a mad jock, dude.
I'm a mad jock in that shit.
You're a mad jock. You're like MMA, you're Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
You're fucking about body health.
I do listen to Joe Rogan.
That's jock shit.
I am not all that big on body health because I hate my body. And my health is spiraling downwards, but it's all good. Yeah. Like we don't fit in a box exactly, you know?
Yeah.
Like I don't follow sports. I can't talk to anybody about sports. I could talk to you about MMA and UFC for sure.
Yeah. And I like comedy.
Oh, I could talk about comedy. Yeah. That's true.
That's the only interest I really
I've been watching more comedy follow. Specials lately.
Have you seen Norm MacDonald's on
yes.
the webcam?
Yes.
It's pretty good.
I didn't finish it, but I liked how, like, he's so good where he's not even, like, there's no cut. There's, like, no, like, I don't remember a cut. Like,
no, yeah.
I don't, there's no, like.
It was a full set.
He had a phone call, and, like, that didn't even bother him. Yeah. He was, like, I think he picked it up. He was, like, hey, I got to call you back. I'm taping a special. Yeah. Which, after that happened, I'd be, like, oh, dude, like, you're in the special.
Yeah.
Like,
pop.
No shit, you're right.
I'm drinking tequila.
I am drinking tequila as well.
Oh yeah, that's tequila.
All right. What does Warchamp say? I do broadcast stuff professionally, so my own channel is very neglected. Because the last thing I want to do after a day's stream,
days of streaming stuff is stream.
Stream. I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see.
That makes sense.
That's
the main reason growing up I did not try to work at a fried chicken restaurant. I didn't want it. Because what? I wanted to keep enjoying fried chicken.
Oh, I was like, what? I was like, what's not connecting in my
brain
right now?
Maybe I'm just a little high and
I'm
drunk.
Stupid.
I'm a little high and drunk. Sorry, I pre-partied. My mind's everywhere.
We got a pre-party. We pre-partied last week because we decided, hey, to make this podcast interesting, we need to get a little sauced up beforehand.
We gotta get the engine running first.
And it's not we have to like drink, but drinking is like the express way to like relaxation.
Yeah, because we're doing this at the end of a day, you know. We're doing mm-hmm. this at the end of a full day. We got things on our mind. You do this, it melts away. And then, yeah.
Yeah, you rush here. We're rushing to set things up. And then when we sit, sometimes we sit down, we start. And there's that 5 minutes where we, you know,
yeah.
can sort of relax. But sometimes not really. Sometimes yeah. I'm still like, shit, I got to get this. I got to get this. And then you're supposed to sit down and have like a relaxing conversation. Yeah. And, you know, it just doesn't come off that way. So, you know, just have to balance it. Can't get too drunk.
No.
Can't drink too much. Because
that's not what this is about.
Mm-mm.
You remember we started this stream completely sober.
Is War Champ, are we on War Champ's channel right now?
We're on War Champ's channel. Hey, look at that. It feels like we're looking in a weird like infinity mirror.
My nephew's in the chat. I hope you stay in the chat for a little bit at least. Yeah. The Isaiah Reese, I know, when I was there visiting with him, something he didn't bring up that I was like, now I'm kind of upset by is I think we took him to his first big theater production in the Heights. It was in the Heights at the Pantages Theater.
Yep.
We got there. We bought like student discount tickets because, you know, you get there like day of, like, you know, real early and you could buy some tickets real cheap because we were broke.
We were broke. I think it was a lottery too. We just happened to win mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. So that worked out real good.
Not only that, yes, you did. In the Heights, we met Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
On the street. We walked right past him because we don't know who's who. But Isaiah knew who he was.
Yeah. I knew his face then too. Because he was kind of like bubbling around, you know, in social media. But I remember his face. But I don't look at people's faces like that when I'm walking on the street. But Isaiah, like, passed him by. And he was like, that was Lin-Manuel.
And we were still like, what?
Yeah,
what? I mean, maybe you were like, you know, maybe you had a better idea. But I was like, who the fuck? What? Lin. Jeremy Lin? No. He wasn't even in the NBA. Yeah, he ran back, grabbed him. We took a picture on like a disposable camera, I think. Oh, no, it might have been digital.
It was digital, but it was like an old flip phone, like your Nokia.
Oh.
It was a pretty solid phone for the time.
Yeah.
That had like a 4.3 megapixel camera, you know?
I've seen those pictures printed out. That's why it made me think that they were like, you know, like a film camera or something.
Yeah.
But I think it's literally like a digital camera. But, you know, a print of the picture. And then over time, that print has, like, looks, you know, like aged. Now it looks picture. Like. And he still has a photo. Yeah, of course. So, I was upset that in hindsight, he didn't introduce me as like, oh, this is my uncle that
brought me to the show.
That fucking lit the fire.
That
got me to. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my uncle. Yeah.
In Nebraska?
Yeah.
You're upset he didn't bring you up as the uncle who sparked the fire be in theater.
He works in a theater in Nebraska.
Yeah.
He's,
don't give away all his life.
He lives at this address. He works at this theater. No, but he's... part of me was like...
You wanted credit.
I wanted some credit.
Yeah, what's up, Isaiah? What's up with the credit?
Yeah, dude. Huh? All the of his... Everyone I met...
Hey, I need a little credit too. You need I was there.
You were the one who was like, yeah.
I was your uncle's weird life buddy who was always around, right? And I was around for all that too.
He apologizes because he knows. He knows he should have done it.
Yeah.
It's all right. That's why I bought this shirt. I love Kansas. All right? More than Omaha, Nebraska. Never been to Kansas.
Is that a reference to something?
I think.
Like a movie or something? I don't know what that is.
It kind of.
It looks
so
specific.
This is like a thing.
I was gonna say Pacific. That's how you know
the Pacific's right here.
Yeah.
This is like a political shirt. This is like a man. I don't know, man. It might be a reference to a movie or something.
It's a political theme.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like vote for whatever.
Vote for me type of thing. Dennis, we ran into your ex-girlfriend that night. Damn, everyone has great memories.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
I remember we went to an Irish pub, yeah, and the girls wore mini skirts, yeah, and tiny tops.
Yeah,
that's what I. That, yeah, was.
And then Isaiah was like, "I'm definitely gay." We're, because that was the straightest restaurant we could have chosen. I mean, it was, yeah, right next to the Pantages. We just didn't want to go far. Honestly, we didn't. Did you know it was going to be that kind of restaurant? No. When we, from the outside, it just looked like it was going to be like an Irish type of spot, right?
Right. It doesn't look like an Irish pub. Yeah. Because, yeah, like an Irish pub, you can kind of like look in. You're like, okay, yeah, it's like. But this was like two stories.
Yeah, it was like an Irish club pub.
Yeah.
Like a Hollywood version of an Irish pub, and that's what I thought we were going to. I thought we were going to something like that, and then these girls had the craziest, shortest skirts.
Yeah.
They're like, it was like a, what is it, like tilted kilt, but
yeah,
classier. Uh-huh. And I didn't know tilted kilts existed when we went to that place. Have you been to a tilted kilt? A tilted kilt.
Was that?
It wasn't. Well, that place was called,
it was
like,
different, right? Yeah.
Like O'Malley's or something. No, it just had like a pubbish name.
No, yeah, there's tilted kilts. The one I know is near where Isaiah used to live, or, you know, the Reese family in Chino. Mm. I know that there's one there. I don't think I've ever been in one. But yeah, I remember I was like, oh yeah, I was like, I couldn't, like, I don't even remember what I ordered. You know, the server came by. She was like real fine and shit. And
so it was the employees that was wearing the short skirts?
Yeah, it was, okay. It was like, oh, nice, the waitresses. Oh, that's not the word. Servers?
Servers.
Servers, damn.
I wonder if it's still 40s. Like that.
I think it's still there.
No, it's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not?
It's something else. Damn. I tried to go back. It's not there. It's not there.
Shit.
It's a real restaurant with just regular servers.
Yeah.
Now.
Isaiah had questions about the food. I was, yeah, like, I'll take this, whatever this is.
Whatever I'm pointing out.
Whatever I'm pointing out, I'll take that. Like, and then it's not my son. This is my nephew, and, you know,
I'm a great uncle.
I'm a great uncle. I have no kids myself, no girlfriend, but, you know, hey, working on it, you know. This is my heterosexual friend. Heterosexual friend Dennis here.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm heterosexual. I'm not sure about him, but, you know. But anyways,
you remember last year when Hooters switched their uniforms, and it was like very very revealing.
It's like,
oh,
a,
it's more revealing?
Yeah,
it was more revealing, but they switched it back like a day after.
Oh, they did?
They did, because
they backtracked it.
Because one of the employees posted it, and she wrote like, this is like,
this is too far.
Ridiculous.
It's too much.
And like, you know, the internet blew up and was like, yeah, it's kind of too, it might, arguably maybe it's too much. Which I was sad about.
Well, it's not short. I mean, are you sad about it? I'm sad about it.
As a joke, I was pretty sad.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get it.
I understand. It's basically like a bikini bottom.
Oh, was that what, yeah, it was?
It's like a bathing suit bottom.
Cuz they were wearing kind of like booty shorts.
Real like shorts, right? Yeah, real booty, just booty shorts.
Ish. But straight line. It don't go like V.
Right.
Right, just the straight line booty short.
Yeah. I don't need the
and
V.
Then like a, and a
there's
t-shirt.
Not there's not a big return, yeah, on the V.
I don't like the V. It's
give me just, the straight.
It's too much. The V's too much.
You know what? Go even further. Go, yeah, V go opposite, like, way.
Yeah, V opposite
you
way.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that either. But that would seem almost hoier.
Vampire-y.
I was going to say it's like a mini skirt, mm-hmm, out here, but it's like super short.
Oh, it's pointing in the middle. It's bringing
extra
that hoey. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's bringing your attention really in there.
That's true.
But
are we looking at pictures? Yeah, baby.
What's that? Oh, is that the... That's the new uniform? Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
See, look at that. That's like a bathing suit bottom. That is not...
That's the actual uniform. That looks, yeah, like someone...
Yeah, that's what they switched to for, I think, for 48 hours.
Okay, so... Okay. All right. Well, that looks like a girl who is wearing like a Halloween-themed Hooters outfit. You know what I mean? It's like a Hooters,
right,
Hooters restaurant server at Halloween kind of thing.
They're trying to do,
and they
like,
gave her a bow tie. There's that a bow tie on her neck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No.
Did they walk back the bow tie? I'd still like to see a bow tie, I guess.
Did the patent run up on the fucking Playboy bunny bow tie situation?
Or Chippendales? I mean, everyone got it, I guess.
I guess.
Chippendales. But they have the full collar as well. which is always weird. The floating collar with the tie in it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Wait, what are we talking about?
You know, it's like, I don't think it's just the black bow tie.
Playboy or
Chippendales? I think there's like little white collar bits. Aren't there?
What's Chippendales?
The guy? The guy dancers?
The guy dancers?
With the bow ties?
Not familiar.
Isaiah.
Isaiah,
can we get some verification on this Chippendales situation? It's Chippendales, right? Yeah. Are they doing ties or are they got a little collar in there? There's a collar there, right? And they got just the, what is it, the cuffs too. They just got the cuffs of the sleeves. Look at that.
Isaiah.
It's like you got x-ray vision, you know?
Isaiah.
Like you're seeing through his shirt.
Do you want to go to my bachelor party in Vegas? August something? 20th? I don't remember. Anyways.
I guess everyone's invited at this point.
Yeah.
See you there, folks.
Well, that's why I didn't say the date.
Didn't you? Didn't you?
It's 20, right? I don't even know. That sounds right, I think. You know what? This actually leads into one of the topics that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
I don't know. Something about, oh, yes. Twitch what? Streamer gets massive viewership boost after putting on fake chest.
Oh.
They didn't want to say fake boobs. They said fake chest.
Right. Okay. Hold on. So this girl
doesn't have those boobs. Those aren't her real boobs.
Okay. I get that part. So her boobs are inside of those boobs? Where's her boobs at? Right.
They're
now?
Underneath those boobs.
Oh.
You see how she's wearing a.
Right. She's wearing a whole shirt.
No, but the collar. You see the choker?
Oh, yeah, the choker. That's where the silicone line is. Oh, okay. Okay, that's where the thing is.
From this picture,
I mean, yo,
it looks like
good for her.
So,
what's wrong with that?
Well, no, there's
nothing. Do you think we would get bigger streams if we just had like if we shoved our socks in our pants?
Well,
should we do that? Should we
I was thinking stuff we take
our
it,
pants?
We were going
to just like kind of sit up here.
Mike and I were
and chop it up.
You just introduced a new idea. That wasn't what we were thinking about. Mike and I were discussing actually wearing fake boobs just like that.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean that too.
Yeah.
Stuff socks in our pants. Wear the chest. We could hit them with the double whammy.
Yeah, double it. Yeah, we could sit on this table, and show it all. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those things. You know. I'm familiar with these because, you know, I've been going to drag shows, you know, pretty consistently for the last, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years.
Yeah. And then this is like the new tech out there, right?
What do you mean? Like?
Like the new technology?
The new technology of fake boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's
new. For like drag shows?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Right. Yeah, I guess. I don't know what they were like before.
Yeah.
Like they probably, what do they stuff socks in their fucking?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess so too.
You gotta.
You know, I mean,
it'll be like a push up. It'd be like a push up with like the chicken cutlet.
Things. Push up with the chicken cutlet.
Yeah. Mm. God,
I do like chicken cutlets.
Dude, yeah, I'm hungry now. But yeah, I don't know what drag was like before the technology. So yeah, you're right. Technology is the right term here.
That's the new technology.
It's great technology. I mean, look at those. That looks. I mean, if I were to see this picture, I'd be like, "Whoa, those are fake boobs."
Those but look crazy.
I would have thought they would be like surgical fake boobs, not like.
I don't know. If I was staring for long enough, I think I could tell.
Right.
I think if we saw a girl with boobs like that and her shirt wasn't that low, it would be hard to tell.
Yeah,
I think, you know
but
what I mean?
So she did real good.
Basically, she like doubled like her stats, right?
Yeah.
So like, for instance, right here, she got 30,000 viewers at one point, like live, which is a pretty ridiculous.
Dang.
Oh, no. Was it 65? Let me see. 65,000. So,
you know,
as a live
sex sells, man, sex sells. I could tell you for a fact. This will always happen.
Of course. I mean,
this will always happen.
It's a silly experiment.
Yeah, I mean, it's a silly experiment.
But it's still interesting for her because she's like, you know what? Let's just see.
Yeah.
I don't have big boobs.
Is that her as well?
Yeah. So she's like known to like paint on stream of like other Twitch streamers. Like that's okay. how she went viral before.
Okay, so that's her doing
painting.
That guy, I can't right. remember his name.
Yeah, he's I don't know the dude.
Ninja.
Oh yeah, XQC.
No. Yeah. XQC.
But anyway,
so it's. I mean, of course. You're gonna do an experiment like this, yes. You're gonna see like a
she's
jump in numbers.
She's doing like a cosplay too, though, right? She's doing like a Morgan cosplay or something.
Magnificent? Isn't it the Magnificent?
What's Magnificent? Oh, Maleficent. Maleficent. Oh, there's horns. I didn't see the horns. Okay.
Angelina
okay.
Jolie.
Yeah.
But the Morgan, good what? Pull. That's a good pull.
Yeah. It looked like to me with the pointy part, it just kind of made me think of like Street Fighter Morgan. Kind of cosplay.
I'd be interested in knowing if like she just she's a Twitch streamer, right? Let's say she streams regularly, yeah. 3-4 times a week, whatever it is. If she busted this out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Didn't announce it, didn't like tease about it, didn't like talk about it beforehand and pulled this off and then she pulled these numbers?
Yeah.
That's interesting to me. But if she's teasing it, if she's sort of like marketing it and sort of like...
What, like Big Boop Thursday coming
no,
up?
No,
I got a surprise.
I mean...
I don't think she did market. I think it was a surprise.
You
like,
know what?
Like just
I
straight
hope she
surprise.
Does it weekly, yeah. Like Big Boop Thursday.
Big Boop... Well, she did it once.
Uh-huh.
And now her viewer... She's upset because now her viewers are like, yeah, you should do more streams with the fake boobs. Like you should bring it back. And I said she should bring it back once a year.
Oh.
Just make it a boobiversity. Boobiversity.
Booniversity. Boobniversity.
Big titversary.
Versary, yeah.
Big fake boobiversary.
You know, you should do cookbook roulette with a sock in your pants.
With a sock in my pants.
With a sock in your
pants.
Yeah,
I guess they see my pants.
Roll it up, you know, get
What's
it nice and thick.
The thing is,
tape it to your leg. Dude.
I mean, I do it every day, though.
Huh?
I gotta get a bigger sock.
Yeah.
Fuck. All I do is
get your big sock out.
Once I got these dogs, I said, I'm gonna be out in public. I'm gonna just stick a sock in here.
Yeah.
It's just a habit.
I wonder how different life would be. I don't know.
Like if your dick was bigger.
No, like yeah, if I stuffed a sock in my pants.
Right.
And I just kind of went about my day. I wonder if like. You know, like there's all sorts of experiments. You know, like a GoPro in like a girl's back pocket or something, and it's like recording all the
you remember
all
that
the looks and stuff.
Right?
You know? Yeah, I remember
that.
That
was like in New York.
That was a thing. And it's like, yo, you just walking through this neighborhood? Like, what are you doing anyway? That aside, if I were to just stuff a sock in my pants, like, would my day get easier? Do you think? Do you think like girls would hold the door open for me?
No.
You don't think so?
No fucking girls hold doors open for nobody.
But dude, but they when they peep the sock.
Right.
When they peep the sock.
Maybe.
They're like, ooh, let me open the door for you. You're busy carrying that thing.
I don't think it happens like that.
No?
Because like holding a door open is so attached to like male chivalry.
Yeah.
That I don't think it registers with women. I love it when women hold the door for me.
I love it. I've never even accidentally had a woman hold the door open for me. Like once.
I think
that's a lie. There's no really.
I've never had a woman hold the door open for me.
I've had women hold the door for me.
Yeah.
And I told them afterwards. I said, "I'll go down on you right now."
And then what happens?
I usually walk away because they don't like that.
Yeah.
They don't like
it's coming on strong, man. Even if they were halfway into it, that's just...
I understand.
You know?
I understand.
You can't say yes to crazy. You never
know
where it's going to go.
I know. It's not a good look for me.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's the truth, though. I would go down on them right then and there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right in front of Panda Express in the mall. Because that's where most of the doors are, I think.
You're thinking of one particular mall?
You know, I just think of like where doors are in public, and it's mostly at malls.
It's malls?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Because that's where women are.
A woman held the door open for me? I don't think so. I can't think of one.
Schools. Women are at schools, too.
I've never been to schools.
I can't go down on a woman at a school.
Why not?
Maybe a community college. But there's no doors. See, you know the other thing? Here in California... all like schools are like outdoors.
Yeah.
And like, oh, this is what blew Isaiah's mind. He's like, all the schools. All the schools here. That's his accent. I'm just imitating him. Everything's indoors because it, you know, they have weather. They got like snow and shit. Yeah. So they got, what about in Maryland? What are your schools like? You got doors and shit?
So it's funny because I went to elementary school in Maryland and it was all indoor and it was like very modern, like, you know, air conditioning. Air conditioning.
That's modern.
Like, you know, like speakers, you know? And I remember...
You had air conditioning and speakers?
What the fuck kind of school did you go to? Was it all made out of wood or something? Why is that modern?
So I went to Emerson Middle School. It's in West LA. And I remember going there and it was, everything was outside. It's like all like bungalow-based classrooms.
Is that called bungalows?
Well, that's what they called it at Emerson. But in Maryland, we called it like portable. But I don't know. Whatever.
Interchangeable. That's what we use here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. And I remember
you
like
inside or you like outside?
Yeah, there was like no air conditioning. I remember
that. You can't air condition the outside.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So there was no air conditioning. And yeah, the schools were very old here. Yeah. And also, another thing that tripped me out, no doors on the bathroom stalls, man. So if you got to poop.
You went to some crazy school. Like in a prison or something, because there's definitely doors like for pooping.
A fucking former prison.
So supposedly they did that because it was like drug issues, which is crazy because it's middle school.
Yeah.
And
middle school, no doors.
So if you had to poop, dude, you would have to like go really quick. Like really fast. And I'm not gonna lie, that traumatized me.
Yeah.
It like fucked my childhood up a little bit.
So in what way? Like you can't poop in public or
right. So because of that, like it like public pooping was difficult for a while. For I think at that point, probably like 10 years, it was very hard.
I still don't like pooping outdoors.
Do you know why? It's because grade school, right? Is it because of grade school?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's grade school. It's grade school.
Is it? I did have a traumatic pooping experience. But it doesn't really bother me.
I've had a lot of traumatic pooping experiences. I don't know where the fuck I lay. I don't know if I'm comfortable or uncomfortable pooping, but it's just.
It's grade school. It messes you up.
I just take care of it all in the morning, and I'm good. So I'm like very consistent now. I'm very happy about that. It's the one part of my life I figured out.
You're a fucking horse who eats vegetables regularly. Yeah. you got a good pooping situation.
Yeah. I wake up at 6, I poop. It's like before anything's happening. So it's like I got my own time. I love it.
Yeah. Like, I had some issues like in elementary school.
Tell me about your pooping trauma.
I pooped my pants a couple of times.
Does it? Yeah. In elementary school?
Yeah.
Like with everyone watching?
No, but some people smelling, you know, like some people are like,
what are you trying to like pass it off? Like you didn't poop your pants?
I was like, shit, there's some dog poop right there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It must be that dried week old dog poop right there. That's what smells right there.
Waddling.
And it's like my fucking, waddling. I was like, I gotta go. See you guys later. And then I gotta go to the office, call my mom, and then my mom has to wake up my brother and then bring me a pair of
pants.
Clothes to change into. All of a sudden, I'm wearing new pants. Yeah,
I'll see you in a new
after lunch.
Why did you hold your poop? Why did you hold it to the point where you pooped your pants?
Oh, you're right. I got to figure out why. Where the trauma comes from that shit.
It's because for some reason in grade school, like if you're pooping, like it's like bad.
Is it bad?
I'm scared to like ask
because he's like saying bad. I never really thought that.
Oh, I thought about it. I thought about why
we had stalls in elementary school, but like
with doors.
Can I tell you my traumatizing pooping story?
Tell me.
All right. So when I was in elementary school, the bathrooms worked out in such a way where like you'd come in through the door. And you'd see a wall of like sinks, like maybe like 3 sinks or something. And then to the left, to the right, there's like stalls and urinals, right? That was the system in those bathrooms. But so the toilets are all like facing out. So they're like halfway, they're facing out. Mm-hmm. But there's a wall between them that's not, doesn't go all the way to the ceiling.
What's up
it's
with
a
that?
Wall. It's a wall that's like not even that high, but you would just, if you just stepped on the toilet, you could see right over.
Right.
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 And I remember I was pooping once, and you know what sucks is that before I even pooped, someone had pooped in the bathroom already, so it was already stinky.
I think I know the story. Yeah.
And then it was doubly stinky.
Right.
And they're like, ah, who's creating this stinky? Right. And then they jump on the toilet and they're peering over the door. I'm like, hey, what the fuck? Or I didn't say what the fuck because I was a kid. I was like, ah, and I probably cried. I don't know. I don't really remember anything other than feeling like a little embarrassed. Uh-huh. And like, why were they peeping over the wall? So I was kind of mad at them. I didn't really feel like it was my shame.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right, I remember even after that, it's a funny coincidence, a girl named Gabrielle. She was like, I heard your poop smells really bad.
Oh, yeah. You combine it with other poop smells. Yeah, it's going to smell bad.
Yo, so those people like ratted you out?
So that's, they ratted me out to like a girl group. There was like, and then one of the girls who was kind of cool with me, and I'll get into why she was cool with me in a second. But she was like, I heard your poop smells really bad. And I was like, yeah. And I remember it not being a big deal other than me being annoyed that they went over the wall and peeped at me.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But she was cool with me because I was the only one nice to her when she had a head full of lice.
Oh, yeah.
That girl had mad lice.
I had lice once.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It runs in the Gabbies, man.
Yeah, I guess something about us Gabbies. We fucking...
I never had lice. I've never seen a lice. A louse.
Right. I mean,
what is it?
No, they just look like little bugs, I guess.
But did you have a lot? Or they like one?
No, I think I had a lot.
Like a flea, like on a dog.
I was just a fucking dirty kid.
You were sure?
Shit in my pants, having lice and shit. It's fucking disgusting.
Was your hair long?
I
forgot. Was your hair very long when you were young?
No.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, I think long enough to slick it back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Long enough to slick it back.
I was a little cholo.
How old are you when you had lice?
I used to carry around a comb and just like, you know, just comb my hair back.
That, yeah, but it was like cool back in the day to do that.
It was cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Like if you had a switchblade comb, that was even fucking better.
I had the combs that, you know, they talked about it recently on Tom Segura, Your Mom's House podcast.
Yeah.
They had... shit, what's his name? He does the workouts. Cholo Fit.
Oh, yeah.
So that comedian.
Quinones.
Yeah, Frank. I think Frank.
Quinones.
Fuck. I hope I got that right. But
yeah,
he's good. He came on as a character, and then they took a break, and he came on as himself. But he talked about, like, his dad used, you know, he just, basically they're like, you know, where do you get your character from? And he's like, I get it from, like, my parents, my family, and you know, like, I just, if I could stick a mic and record the shit that my dad and my uncle, you know, talk about, it's just hilarious. And they used to buy these combs that were like 99 cents, where they fit, there's a little ring that fits over your finger, and it's like the comb fits in your palm.
Can we get one of these combs up? Like, you'd see them at barbershops.
Yeah,
they sell them like 20 on a little paper.
I owned a few, but like the ones I...
Yeah, that one. The fourth one. Yeah, those.
Yeah. I didn't use that. I probably used that as a kid a few times, but I used like more traditional comb. And for some reason, I don't know, I'd slick back my hair when I was a kid.
I remember that.
But I cared.
Well, these are for like curly hair, right? It's like for people with curly hair?
It's a little more for like thick, curl, like,
but the teeth aren't big enough, so you can't even have a lot of hair.
No, it's just for like short, thick hair. I think like just
short, thick hair
that you just want to like, you want to,
yeah,
eat, if, because like a lot of Hispanics, I think their hair, they kept their hair short, but they wanted it slicked back still.
Yeah,
and so that, like, this is the comb for that, I guess.
I see. I remember that period. I grew up around a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, girls who really smell like hairspray.
Yeah,
like all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking.
That fucking, Aquanet.
Aquanet. Yeah.
That Aquanet.
I'm trying to think of the brand
era.
Mm-hmm.
That was wild, man. But you know those Latin girls. I grew up liking them. I liked them. Hot ones were Latin. In my eyes, all the girls who were like hot in my school were always like Latin girls.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So growing up, you were into Latin girls.
Yeah.
For.
And like sort of Americanized looking Asian girls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really go for fobby.
And then you end up with a fob Korean woman.
Yeah, I did. I did. She's like half fob.
I ended up with a fob too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like that.
Fresh over the border.
Yeah.
That's what I got. She listening? She's here right now. She's gonna hit me with a chancla.
It's funny. It's you know, I'm from Maryland, and my elementary school, you know, it was like the girls there were like, you know, they were like young. They were like, you look at them like, oh, like, yeah, they're kids. But then when I went to middle school in LA, they looked like adults to me, like the women. They were like, and it kind of tripped me out. They looked older. And they're Hispanic. Mostly the girls there were Hispanic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was predominantly Hispanic. And my first girlfriend was Hispanic.
Woo!
But I remember, like, you know, like the girls were like, you know, they would draw their eyebrows. It would trip me out. It
was even
like
in Maryland, like, they were doing that?
No. When I moved to LA.
Okay. I was going to say, Maryland's a little far.
Yeah.
For that culture.
But also what's interesting, too, is that because I went back to Maryland for high school, and the girls went backwards. If they looked younger again, they looked way younger. And then I like mentally I had to like adjust to that.
Wait, so they looked older Maryland, in LA, younger yeah, Maryland in
Maryland has younger looking
yeah
people, I guess.
Right. Interesting. And it tripped me out.
Interesting.
Is it healthier out there?
I guess because it's like less sun, because you know we get all four seasons maybe.
Oh, I don't know. So you're like pale and you're kind of like you're like ripening at a slower rate.
Is fucking the sun doing this shit
to
me?
The sun fucks us up, dude.
The sun, and I think like suburban life is easier.
I used to be better.
City life.
True. Yeah. I am aging fucking fast here. Fucking waking up at 3 a.m. because a car alarm's going off. You know, I was complaining about this shit like a couple podcasts ago. It turns out my car is one of the cars that's fucking going off.
Why? How's it going off? Why? Someone said, "Who the fuck owns this shit?"
It's your former car goes. It goes off like it. I think maybe I should test this out. But it'll go off if it's like a loud noise or like you move the car, but it turns off after a little bit. It's like a warning. It's like a warning alarm.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
I think I remember that.
I don't know what makes it go off. Like, there's
but
cars
it's sensitive now. Is what you're saying.
I don't know if it's... I mean, well, it's sensitive recently because of fucking fireworks. I was like, there's not going to be that many fireworks. We're fucking, you know, here. And it's like, there's a lot.
There was so much. You know, from my place, I have that patio.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out there with a couple of drinks just to check it out. And it was just the horizon just...
What is up with...
Everywhere. More than I've ever seen before, maybe. I don't know. People are spending money right now. I don't know why, but people are like really feeling it.
You know what I like? Next door, we had some kids or somewhere, but like there's like a little Mexican family, and I think they just gave the kids like those little pop rock, paper that just explodes.
Yeah, I don't know what those are called. Snaps?
Yeah.
They look like sperms, like little sperms.
Yeah, they look like little sperm. You can get them from like the ice cream man, and I was like, yeah, that's how you do it.
How do you think they make those? Like, if you touch it too hard, it snaps.
That's true.
Is this some, like, kid with no fingers making them?
Oh, fuck.
Because they look like they're handmade, too.
They look handmade, yeah.
Right?
You just got to be careful. Oh, man. What were we talking about? You ended up with a Korean woman.
Yeah.
I ended up with a Mexican woman.
Yeah. And you wanted a Chinese girl, and I wanted a Chinese girl, but it just didn't work out that way, I guess.
I don't know if I wanted one, but everyone was like, you're going to end up with like an Asian girl.
I didn't think that. Honestly, I didn't think that knowing you.
Uh-huh.
No. I didn't think it.
What did you think?
I was like...
I mean, I stopped dating Asian women after fucking college. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know where what it was, but there's something about your vibe. Asian women ain't going for that. You know, you'd have to, you'd like stress out with an Asian woman.
I stress out with an Asian woman?
No, you would stress out.
I would stress out.
Asian women.
What made you change in college?
Well, my thing was like, everyone's like, yeah, you're going to like end up with an Asian woman. I was like, I am just only around Asian women. Yeah. So let me just get out into the world and like meet other people. And so I met other people and I'm like, man, these Asian women are trash.
Yeah,
man.
They're whack, dude. If you're not Asian, why even do it? It ain't worth it, bro.
Yeah, but
the only way it makes sense for me is not that I'm like, oh, we're Asian, it works. I'm just saying, at least for me, the languages, not the languages of like literal, like, but more like,
of course,
you know, the personality things and the love languages and all that, it's more familiar to me because I come from an Asian family. Right. You know, I've seen these personalities or different facets of them, you know. But if you aren't Asian, it'd be like, oh shit, the fuck's all this about?
Well, the unfamiliar is enticing,
right? Yeah, it's enticing,
right?
Nah, man.
Well, enticing in the beginning. Yeah, okay. Meaning like, and I'm gonna walk back what I said, when Asian women are trash. I'm gonna look at this is my camera.
Hey,
this is look my at camera. Me. Hey, Asian women
are trash, and I agree 100%. I'm never walking that back.
I fucking meant it when I said
it. Yeah, boy. Also, I love Asian women.
Delete it.
But it's just it is what it is.
I'm just kidding.
Are we gonna say Latin women are trash?
They are.
Let's just say equally all women.
How about you say it?
You know, I'm just like ipso factoing my way around here.
No.
No.
No. What I want to say.
What do you want
to say? What I meant to say.
Yeah.
Is that all women are beautiful.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But there's, but you're like, if I don't know, there's like there's, I don't know, if you haven't been with like, if you haven't dated a person from a culture that you've never dated before, then it's kind of like, okay, like, what's this about? Yeah. And then, you know, you do it and you, whatever. So
I guess I mean, it was fun,
but it ends up being like a familiar thing. Like, yeah, like for me, like her family, it feels so like home to me.
Yeah.
It feels so like what I grew up on, you know. Yeah, even though like we went to school 50% Asian, 50% Mexican,
pretty much.
But my, if you look at my friends, 80 to 90% Asian. So I'm going to be, that just ends up being my group, you know?
Right.
And then, you know.
You were just in classes with the Asians.
Yeah.
You ended up being too clever. You got into Asian
classes. But not clever enough to hang with the Asians, though. That was a problem.
Was
it? I didn't take any AP or honors.
You took some honors. I was only in those classes, and I saw you around sometimes.
That's right. I was in some honors, but like, I couldn't hang.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't hang either.
We had a good class.
Yeah.
We had smart people.
I couldn't hang. And also, I wasn't interested in hanging. I already knew y'all's lame, and I ain't about it. All right? And if that's what it takes to like be good at this shit, I ain't about it.
Right.
I don't know why, but I...
Well, you just had interest in other things.
You know, like when you go to a party and you're like, man, all you people.
Yeah.
All you people.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know?
I think it's conversation. I think like personal experience. If I'm trying to start a conversation with an Asian person, I would say majority of the time it's not going to be great.
Oh yeah.
Just from experience, like normally they're like, you know, like they're awkward or they're shy. This is bad. This is like some stereotypical bullshit, but this is anecdotal. But yeah, it's like I've experienced it.
Of course. Like,
you know,
I mean, I liked dating and I liked just meeting people and getting to know them, but like, I don't know, like none of that really formalized or materialized into like something very serious where it's like, you know, I don't know, like
I think it goes back to what you said about her family.
Yeah,
and it feeling like home, and it's like you because it feels like home, it's like you slide more into it. And you're like, oh, I like it.
Yeah.
You know, I get how to communicate within this family, you know?
Right.
I know their languages that they speak, you know, all that. Because I think that's what I experienced as well.
You like, more than me. Hmm? You could speak Korean to your in-laws more than right. I could speak Spanish to
but
my
I mean,
in-laws.
Even I speak at a level that is like a dumb child.
Right.
It's, I just can't imagine. All right. So this is what I can't imagine. I can't imagine looking at someone who's 36 years old, looking me in my eyes and saying the dumb shit that I have to say, right, in English to me every day.
But
every day. This is good. I like this food.
But they have you to. Know? But like, and I'm going to be a jock here. You know, MMA, UFC.
Yeah.
It brings fighters from all over the world who,
oh, yeah.
and they do their best to like speak English. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those fighters who, you know, might sound quote unquote dumb.
Yeah.
It's really only because like English is a language that they're trying to learn.
Right, right, right.
But in their own language, they are
yeah.
like smart, intellectual,
yeah.
like, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, the fact that anyone is willing to try to speak like English, like
yeah.
like Jasmine's mom, her second language is English.
Right.
And it's not great, but
she's always trying.
She's trying.
To
she's
communicate
trying.
With you.
Yeah. And
that's
I understand
so
her perfectly yeah. and everything's fine. Like
okay.
and I get and I respect her and anyone like her from her family who try to communicate with me in English. And
you're
they
a nice guy.
They do that more than I try to, you know, communicate with them in Spanish. So like I never hold anything that they say.
Right.
Like anything that they say is just like it's just me just trying to communicate with them. There's no like
judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
I get what you're saying.
It's more courageous. I respect their courage more than my cowardice to like even, you know, try to like I should be trying more.
You're not trying enough.
I should be trying more.
Got it.
But I don't because I'm an insecure little bitch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Spanish intimidates you?
Mucho.
All right. So that's a good way to finish that. So I'm going to say I don't mind these big boobs. I think they did. I think it's fine. I think she did a good job.
Yeah. And she.
Big boobs are always going to work.
Is she pushing back a little bit on like, I mean, from what you know, is she like sort of like being like, I'm not going to. I have a feeling she's not going to do this on a regular basis.
I mean, I guess we would have to see, but it seems like that's not what she's about. But
it seems
why
it
can't
seems like
she just do it on a regular
but,
basis.
But at the same time, money does talk. So we'll see what happens, right?
Well, I think she could do it on a regular basis. Not a
yeah,
big deal.
Don't matter.
Yeah.
But I agree. I don't think that's like
put a sock in your pants tomorrow. Let's see what happens.
What she's interested in doing. So I say once a year, sock in my pants.
Well, what's the demographic in Twitch? It can't be 50-50.
It's not. Wait, what do you mean?
Like 50 men, 50 women.
Yeah.
If it was 50% women.
We're not growing in viewership if we put socks in our pants. we would grow in more in viewership if we had fake boobs. I guarantee it.
Hmm.
Well, do girls get attracted to guys
with a big package?
Big package showing on their pants?
I think they do.
They do?
I think so.
I think
see, this is such a guy podcast. We don't have no idea.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I think I don't know. Honestly, do they care? I don't know.
Do you think they care? I mean, they look, but do they care?
Jasmine pointed out a few packages.
I've had that
right,
too.
But they look right.
Just be noticing.
Right.
Just be noticing sometimes, and I'm like, I wish you would notice me. You know. So, who knows? I think the world would be different. I think the world would be different, dude.
If we had be different
for us.
If what?
If we put socks in our pants. It might not be a one-day turnaround, but I think it would trend upwards.
Okay. All right. I'll add an extra sock to my pants, I guess. Because what I've been using hasn't been working, I think. All right, let's get to the next topic. We may or may not be wearing socks in our pants the next.
I'll never tell.
I won't tell.
I'll never tell. Maybe you just caught me on a good day.
And is hospitalized after being gored by a bison in Yellowstone Park.
And part of the attack, it was caught on camera. Officials say the man was walking with his family on a boardwalk near Old Faithful when a bull bison charged the group. Man taken to an Idaho hospital with an injury to his arm. How close man was to the bison before the attack? Well, that part is unclear. The park requires visitors to stay more than
that guy's a hero.
Yards from bison. This, by the way.
It's funny because earlier Gabe mentioned that the kid. There's a kid there.
Have you seen this before?
No.
So there's a family. This is Yellowstone.
Yeah, yeah.
You've never been, right? You've been to Yellowstone?
I've been to Yellowstone.
Have you seen bison?
I saw it from the car driving back.
Is that a trip that you did with Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was a trip I missed.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been. Yeah.
That was a good trip, dude. It's crazy out there. Mm-hmm. It's so big.
Where's Yellowstone?
I don't know how to describe it. Wyoming, Montana. I don't know how to describe it to you other than, you know, like when you come out of the tunnel in Yosemite and you're like, whoa, those are so big. It's like that, but all over the place.
Yeah.
All the time. And it's always like raining and like not raining. So there's like moments of like crazy lighting.
That should have been my bachelor party idea, dude. Yellowstone.
Yeah, Yellowstone.
Wyoming?
It could still happen.
Fuck.
But
nah, dude.
You can't do it in 2 days.
Nah. We'll have the same feeling. Walking to strip club, we'd be like, oh my God, I didn't know.
Oh my God. It's so big in person.
Whoa, there's buffalo.
All right, so what about these buffalo? These buffalo be hitting these people?
Did she just say that the buffalo was 25 yards away?
Oh, I have no idea. Let's rewind.
Okay, rewind. Okay, well, let's describe to people.
I mean,
there's a Yellowstone National Park. There's a family. It looks like there's 3 adults, 1 child. They're walking along. I guess you're able to just roam free. And these bison that are fucking size of a minivan.
Yeah, you
can
know,
roam
that,
free.
That looks like a car dressed as a bison.
Yeah.
That doesn't look quite real, the silhouette.
Yeah, it looks like a small.
It looks like a small pickup truck.
Expedition,
right?
Yeah.
With like a bison like costume on.
Yeah.
All right, so it just attacks these people.
Yeah, it charges at these people. I mean, because I've seen bison. Fuck, have I seen bison?
Have you seen bison?
Maybe on television.
I saw it definitely
in person.
On television, but I think I saw it on person.
Right. They seem very calm and just like grazing. You know, what do they eat? Do they eat grass?
Mostly.
Yeah. So my experience with bison, either through in person or through TV, is that they're just hanging around.
Right.
Non-threatening.
Yeah.
But I guess this bison charged this family and there's a child involved.
Yeah.
So I don't give a fuck.
Who cares? Hold on. Does anyone die?
No. Well, let's watch. Rewind it right there.
Let's watch it.
So real quick, just pay attention to the silhouette of the child.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So just look for that first, and it's kind of interesting.
Okay. All right. Let's see it.
Bison charged the group. Man taken to an Idaho hospital with an injury to his arm. How close man was.
Who the fuck is that adult that ran away?
Yeah. Yeah. Go back further because there's a, I think here, this is what I'm thinking.
Why aren't people running away from this bison? Why are they acting like they're trying to corral the bison?
Exactly.
I want to say one thing is that I watch way worse videos than this every day on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't come across this one, but does something worse happen?
No. I think this is what I think.
Right.
I think it's grandparents.
Yeah.
So I think there's a, there's two old people here.
There's two old people.
I think there's a parent.
Uh-huh. Let's mute it and watch it. I think a father. So I can hear him and hear him describe it.
Okay, play it from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we could change the... Yeah, let's do slow-mo.
Let's do
some good playback here.
Half speed?
Yeah, good half speed.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right.
All right.
So give me the play-by-play here, Gabe.
All right.
What is happening?
Okay, so the bison is charging.
Oof, yeah.
I don't think...
Damn, that kid got left behind. All right.
The kid got left behind by a grandparent.
Leave it alone. Ah. Okay. He does get.
The parent dips.
Someone else tries to save the situation, but.
That's what I think. I think the grandparents are off, standing off to the side. I think the dad.
I don't know. Grandparent. I think a grandparent. I think it's probably like a uncle.
But like, look at that. But like, look at how that parent, the grandparent standing like a fucking. Yeah,
he leaves the kid. Ridiculous.
It must be a great uncle or an old family friend or something. Someone who don't care about the kid.
Right.
A grandparent will punch a bison before they ditch their kid, I think. Their grandkid. Don't you think?
That's what I would think, but that looked like a frail person.
All right.
Who was afraid of their own bones getting broken by a bison.
I don't know. To me, it feels like it might be someone else's kid to them. It's not their kid. Their own grandkid would be their own kid.
You know? I get it.
You get what I'm saying?
Right. So whatever. I mean, look.
But that's bad instincts. That's a bad look.
That's bad instincts.
You got to save the kid.
That's bad instincts. Save the fucking kid.
Well, because remember we watched Grizzly Man. We're debating if you saw your friend getting mauled, if you would hit the...
Bear's a little scarier because the bear's got like weapons. Basically, you know, like it has like knives for hands.
And it can grab you with.
Yeah. It can grab. Yeah. It's like bears it's on the attack mode.
Oh my God.
Bison is basically like someone trying to shove a shopping cart at you or something. You know, I feel like you could handle it. In your mind, you're like, I can handle this.
Right.
You know,
I mean, that's why they're walking by casually. Like,
yeah, I can Toro this shit. You
right.
know?
No, I don't even think they're thinking that. I think they're just going to walk by and be like, oh, the bison is just...
Oh, it's chilling.
We're chilling. We're relaxed. We're fine.
This bison is upset. They said bull bison.
But they take it too far, though.
Why? Why are they not moving? I would scatter. They should scatter and run.
Damn, they just left that kid behind, dude.
And they're just kind of like standing around like it's going to calm down and stop attacking.
And the bison's big enough where you saw that from at least 100 yards away.
Well, yeah, but I think it looks like a path. They're walking on a path right there. I don't know if you could tell, but like there's grass. You can see the grass, but you can see a path right there.
Yeah. And that's what Yellowstone kind of looks like. They got like these wooden plank paths.
Okay.
Because a lot of the ground is like soggy. You know, it gets like soggy or really deep.
So that's like a false sense of security there, I think.
But there you see signs everywhere. But I think the problem is when you go there,
mm-hmm.
you see a lot of paintings and pictures of bison and like, you know, like mountain goat,
right?
And you think you get into this mode. If you're a visitor, you get into this mode of like, oh, I'd love to see this in person. Right. And then you see like a bison and he's on like the human path or near the human path. You're like, I'll go check out the bison. He's in the human area.
I trust the national parks to make all safety make all the warning signs, safety precautions.
Yeah,
I trust all that.
I saw a mountain goat up close.
Oh, you did.
And it could have rushed me too. Honestly,
right?
It was close enough to rush me. It was like where Mike is.
Uh huh. You know what?
I got really close to the dude.
Can you look up a video? Man versus goat head wrestle. I don't know.
Man versus goat head wrestle.
Man versus goat head wrestle. But yes, the biggest issue of that video that we just saw is that they abandon the child Somebody had to run in, grab the child.
But the child got wrecked.
Well, that's the man like got wrecked for sure. Children, I think, are malleable.
Right. They'll make it through.
They'll make it through. The kid.
That's going to change a relationship.
It's going to change
a relationship. That's changing relationships.
Would you do this? Watch this video.
Okay.
Because this looks kind of like fun.
I would need a pad on my head at least.
But he kind of has a pad. He has like a little bit of a pad. So they went head to head. Instead of them ramming into each other,
right,
they just started head to head. And the fucking goat won. Isn't that interesting?
I believe it, yeah.
We are so lucky that we are smart.
Why?
And we could defeat all animals, I think, with our intellect and technology.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of animals out there that will fuck us up.
Yeah, they're scary.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I guess that's the advantage.
Would you do this though?
I would do this honestly. If there was a goat and you told me, hey, this goat likes to do head wrestling, I'd be down. I'd be a little afraid that the goat was gonna like back up like, you know, a few inches and just like crack me.
That's what they said.
That's what I'd be afraid of.
They said if that goat just decided to like just take a step back and fucking really ram, you have to like be real quick.
Yeah, you'd at least get a little bit of that.
Yeah.
You couldn't be quick enough, I don't
think. That's fun. I would lose immediately to the goat, I think. I'm not as strong as this dude.
This guy looks strong.
I don't know if he's I mean, he's definitely trying. I don't know if he's trying to like win the. Oh, he's okay. So when they start, he's losing a little bit.
Yeah,
and then he's pushing back.
He's pushing.
And then now he's pushing back. Now he has like
his head hurts. His head hurts.
You think his head hurts?
Yeah.
I guess that would hurt.
Have you seen the top of a goat's head? Uh-huh. It's like lumpy. It's lumpy. There's like it's like specially made to like hurt you.
Interesting.
You know, it looks like a cleat.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it would be like a flat forehead, you know, flat surface.
Wow. Even like you can tell like they're supposed to have horns too. There's usually like horn lumps.
That's crazy. You could tell like they're made for this shit. They're made to fucking just ram other goats, I guess.
Yeah.
That's Mike, would you do this?
I would not do this. And the only reason is because what if the goat bucks and fucks your neck up?
He's thinking about neck injuries. You know, like, you can tell that we're old because we're imagining all
the buck, like, what do you mean, like
bodily injuries that can happen?
Like really quick, lean back and ram your face.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's we said that. Yeah. That's why you have to be like quick.
Pay attention.
I don't think the goat would do that.
But right. So this is great that we're talking about this, is because I think there's two groups of people. There are the people when they see an animal. Like a goat or a bison, they immediately don't think of the dangers, but think of the excitement. Like, oh, like...
Wow. Oh, we're like walking by a bison.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, this is great. I want to get closer to this bison because I guess, I don't know, like the idea of getting close to an animal is greater than the dangers.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then because look at this video. Right here.
Well,
this
wait. Do you think that family from Yellowstone? Do you think that was a white family?
Oh man, I hate stereotypes, but it wouldn't surprise me if they were a white family that doesn't have the survival instincts that some other people do.
I will tell you that I was part of an all Asian party, and I was very close to some mountain goats. We did try to wait it out. We were like, he was on the trail. We had been backpacking. He was on the trail. We were waiting it out. And then he would give us like a few more feet and we'd walk a few more feet.
Interesting.
Yeah. But like the dude was just grazing. And it was like a few of them. Mm-hmm. And they're in like a chill grazing mode.
But you were cautious.
Yeah, we were cautious. But we were close. I got a picture of my brother. Uh-huh. The mountain goat's like from here to there. Here to there.
Right.
To Mike. Very close.
But still, so
if the goat was just like, what the fuck? And, you know, just like turn around and like, you're too close. There wasn't a child involved. I don't know what I would do. I would probably, I don't know if I'd run towards my brother to save him.
Right. You know, I'm not that smart either.
I'm dumb, now that I have it in my mind, I'm going to be that guy.
I take a lot of risks, too.
Yeah.
I'd walk by that bison. I'd be like, you ain't going to do shit, fool. Yeah. You ain't do shit, fool.
I wouldn't do that. I'm not going to flinch around one, but I've seen animals up close. I'm not going to lie. I don't know how close they started before the bison started hit him, but I've been within that range, I think.
Oh, yeah. We didn't listen. We played it again. We didn't listen.
Who cares?
Yeah,
I get the story.
Bison. Unless the bison's kid fast dies. As fuck.
And then we see the body. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I feel bad for the dude that came in, fucking rescued the kid. Because the fucking grandpa or uncle or whatever.
Jerry, I can't believe you.
This isn't even my kid. Yeah. So.
Yo, have you seen that movie Force Majeure? It's kind of like a similar premise where it's a dad, a mom, and two kids. And they're at a ski resort, and they're having lunch on this nice patio, and then an avalanche happens. It's like a ski resort mountaintop, like patio, dining patio, and then it's like in the Alps or something, and a big avalanche happens, and they're looking at it. They're like, oh man,
I think I remember this,
and it's like it comes closer, and it basically comes up to the restaurant enough to where it's like, you know, it spooks everyone to run, and the father runs away without the mom or the kids. And that's the movie's like the aftermath of that.
I think I remember
the changing of the relationship.
Yeah.
But that guy, I don't know who he is, and I don't know what his relationship is to that kid or the kid's parents, right. But that's fucked up.
A lot of unanswered questions there.
Yeah. I would save your kid, Gabe.
I would save your kid.
Jasmine, you, and your kids.
Yeah.
Up to two of them.
Up to two.
The third one is on his own. I got other shit to worry about. I got myself.
You got two arms. That's it.
You know?
What's up, Prothgar?
Yeah, and that guy's that guy's definitely a hero for sure that saved that kid because that bison was going straight for him.
Yeah.
Straight for that kid.
Oof, man.
And so this is another video of Yellowstone of a news anchor that kind of dealt with something similar, but this is his reaction. Check this out.
Three. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh no, I ain't messing with you. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, I'm not messing with you. Three. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, I ain't messing with you.
I like that he don't even have enough time to stop recording. He's just like, oh no, I'm out of here. He don't even want to turn the camera to see what's spooking him. I bet you.
But he knows. You see, he's a news reporter.
Right.
He's probably heard of news bison attacks. And he's like, I ain't about that. There's a lot. Because he says a herd.
This happened a week before the bison attack.
Well, it went viral.
After?
Before.
I see.
Yeah, the guy's got great eyes.
That's the good eyes.
Yeah, because he doesn't turn his head. That's where the comic. Like, he doesn't turn his head enough.
Right.
And that's where the comic value is for me. Yeah.
Because he's not trying to move his body too much to disturb whatever.
He's like, I'm not looking at you.
I'm not. I'm just.
Interesting.
Just doing this with my.
You know,
eyes.
He's a survivor, man.
He's a survivor. Exactly. That's the difference. He's a survivor.
Yeah.
But bison, I know now, are aggressive. Mountain goat, you could probably go right up to him. That's been my experience with mountain goat. You can go right up to him. Yeah. I've seen him like three times now.
That's
up
good.
Close.
I'm only interested in having sex with a mountain goat over a bison.
You see that Vice video on like a village in Colombia where they believe having sex with sheep makes your penis bigger, so teenagers do it all the time.
Wow.
Did you get that whole sentence? Did you digest that whole sentence?
That was kind of a lot, what you said. You know, if someone told me that when I was younger, you know, I watched a documentary on Netflix where it's about...
Hrothgar knows. He says donkey. It was from a few years ago.
That's what it's called?
No, I think.
Wait, what?
No, the animal that they were having sex with.
Oh, it was a donkey?
Oh, I guess it was like lady donkeys, yeah. But what were you going to say?
There's a documentary on Netflix where they're doing the whole Utah polygamy cult, sort of like, you know, just we have our own community, our own space, right, sort of thing. Fuck, I forget what it's called.
Commune?
Yeah. But like, you know, like they outlawed polygamy.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's...
Were they living out at sea in a boat?
No.
Without laws?
They're just doing... They started in a situation where they just kept expanding, like in numbers and also in brainwashing, where they just believed there was a prophet. There was a prophet, and the prophet believed in just, you know, wives and polygamy and all that stuff. And that prophet passed away, and somebody, you know, took over that position, and he fucking...
He ran with it.
And you know, I watched it.
That's what a good second leader will do. They like really run with the idea.
They fucking, you know, ran with it. I watched it on the plane to Utah.
What's it called?
I don't know what it's called.
This is about Mormons.
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
Who? Okay. Yeah, but.
Well, it's about polygamy. It's, you know, Utah.
We don't gotta watch this, Mike. I was just saying that there's a village in Colombia that has sex with donkeys.
So I watched it on the plane to Omaha. I finished it on the way back.
It's about Warren Jeffs, apparently. And Hrothgar knows everything that we're mentioning.
And I told
my donkey sex, yes, your Mormon thing.
Yep, exactly. Warren Jeffs, exactly. That's the name.
Wow.
I told Jasmine about it, and she's like, how do these people just like not know any better? Like, and I'm like, they are fucking born into it. They're so fucking brainwashed.
Yeah.
It is incredible. Like, it is, that's all you know. So like, you know, if someone told me growing up, hey, if you fuck a goat or a donkey, you'll get a bigger penis, and that's what you should do, I'd be like, line them up, man. Fucking let's go. Yeah,
I don't want a small one.
You're telling me I need a big one and I got to fuck some donkeys for it? That's what I got to do. I'll do it.
Yeah. I don't know how we landed on penis size again. Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of this area of the conversation.
Doesn't that guy look like a fucking asshole?
Hey, you know what? If there was a biopic about this guy, it's Jeff Goldblum. It's Jeff Goldblum playing this dude.
Oh, he
should.
He'd
win an Oscar. Wow.
I don't think that would... I'm wondering. Yeah,
is
that
Jeff
would
work. Because like he looks like a dork, but he's like he's got a look. You know, it's a complete look. He got dimples and everything.
No. This is like the best picture of him.
This is probably the best picture. Yeah. It's not a bad picture.
Yeah.
I have worse pictures of myself than that.
All right, let's take it home with the quiz. Unless we have another topic. I mean, if whatever
would you be
topic.
Into polygamy?
Would I be into it?
Yeah.
If I was born into it, I'd be like, yeah, hell yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
You know,
I wouldn't be super. But maybe we're only into monogamy because we were born into it.
We're brainwashed into monogamy. You're right. Every day, I'm like, why just one?
Yeah.
Why not?
Many.
Why not more?
But the thing with me is that I would do it. Only if I was one of more guys. I don't want more women in my life.
I don't want more women in my life.
I would rather cut down on the women time.
I want a little less, but how do you have less than one?
You need another guy. You need another guy there with you.
Oh, I need a partner.
You see what I'm saying? Another guy right here for the split the time.
We need the reverse polygamy.
That's not reverse. It's just regular
polygamy. But the
it's just you're on the side.
It's women positive too, you know?
You know what I'm saying? It's empowering.
It's feminism.
It's empowering.
This channel.
Maybe we should brainwash women to marry multiple guys. And then just each guy does less work. Becoming one guy. If you like combine all of it.
You know, I'm down.
There's like the romance guy. There's the guy who like just does the dishes.
Right.
You know?
It's the guy that
and
does
the
dick.
And then we just run the house. And then it's like, you know?
Right.
And I don't want anything to do with anything else.
Right. She fucks all of them.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
It would bother me if I was really in love, but if I wasn't in love and I was just trying to get in, like get in on some free rent,
right? Like
live in a four bedroom house or something, I'd be like, why not? I'll be a brother husband.
What brother husband role would you play?
I'll do like housework.
Yeah, I do dishes. I'm pretty good at dishes.
Yeah, I don't want like this burden of sex. I just want to.
That's the problem though. Like,
don't want it. I'm a good time. I'll take you to bars. I'll be the bar guy, like the take you out. You know, but I'm not good at planning dates either. But I'll take you out.
Right.
And I'm a good time outside.
Yeah, I'll take you to bars, but they're usually bars that I like.
Join the quiz.
Join the quiz, baby. Let's get one per. There's four of you watching. All right. There's 4,000 of you watching.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say. 4,000. All right. It says four, but I know it means 4,000. So come play a quiz with us.
It's a Stranger Things quiz.
Yep. And you know us. We're all about Stranger Things.
Didn't we already take one?
Oh, wait, the last one was a Stranger Things one.
Or like two quizzes ago or something? We did one Stranger Things thing.
This AI quiz creator is up on the pop culture, you know? Yeah, oh, shit.
The second season's back on.
We got Hrothgar here?
The second half.
All right. Hrothgar's all I need. Hrothgar's the only person who understands our movie references.
Look at Hrothgar says, I was the secondary in a poly relationship.
Whoa! We need to get into it.
Fuck this quiz.
Hold on, let's do this thing. Which Hawkins High School clique do you belong to? All right. What are you doing during summer break? I guess exploring.
Washing dishes.
Hanging out at the mall or exploring.
Exploring, going to camp. Nope.
I ended up in a lot of abandoned buildings when I was a kid.
Exploring it is then.
Who's your best friend?
Dennis?
I would say it's probably the girl. So,
is Robin a girl?
No, Robin.
Eddie could be a girl.
Robin is Ethan Hawke's daughter.
Oh, Robin Hawke.
And Uma Thurman's daughter.
Oh, man. That's a good bloodline.
Is that real or is that characters?
Oh, no. In real life, a character, it's obviously not, but in real life, she's Ethan Hawke's.
Yeah, it's Gattaca.
Ethan Hawke and who?
She's going to be in
Uma Thurman.
The sequel for Gattaca.
They had a kid together?
Yeah, they were married for like a while.
What?
Since Gattaca. Right?
No, my best friend
Yeah, I think
is,
so. That's a good movie, by the way.
My best friend's Lucas. Who's your best friend?
Lucas.
Oh, we said Lucas?
Lucas is fine.
Yeah. Which season 3 gang are you in? Man. I don't know any of these references, man. Fuck.
I guess we're the Scoops troop, because we're young, cool kids.
Yeah.
I can't tell what I'm looking at from here either.
That's right.
Yeah. And you guys work at an ice cream shop.
Yep. Let's do it. That's the type of jobs I did have when I grew up.
Pick an 80s song. this is where it's like trouble for
like Clash. I like
Damn, Africa. The Africa song is pretty
good. Oh, Africa legit. Toto. There's a cover of that song that...
Who does it?
Weezer, right?
Is it Weezer?
I was going to say Weezer. No. Well, yeah. Well, I don't know. I haven't heard that one. We can't play it, but there's like a coffee shop Africa Toto
cover.
That's the word I was looking for, cover. It's really good.
A coffee shop one? Where it's like it's just a random singer with like a guitar or something?
Yeah, but they were like, they knew that they were good, so that they would record their covers and put them on YouTube.
Africa,
baby. Where are you? California?
California.
What season are you in?
Ooh, to be honest.
Season one, episode one.
Season one it is.
You wanted me in the middle and do season two?
All right, two. Which season am I on?
Who's your least favorite character? You know, fucking
Lucas.
Jonathan. Jonathan fucking annoys me.
I don't like that name, so fuck
Wait,
him.
Did you say Lucas?
Yeah.
Because that was your best
friend. I know. That's what I was referencing. But Jonathan, let's go.
Yo, actually, let's do Lucas. Let's throw this AI quiz off. Pick an outfit. Is there a bikini? What is this? Give me the Hooters outfit.
I like Max's classic summer look. I like pleated pants and a light denim like that. Is that light denim or is that like a gray trouser?
Max?
Whatever it is. Max.
Bottom who is left. Max?
I don't know. I don't know who Max is, actually.
All right. I'm down.
Max is the character that originally was like a tomboy, but then they switched her to be a regular girl.
Yeah. Her. Yeah. That's okay. A good fit. I like it.
You know, it's hard. I don't know. I don't know who's a he, him. I don't know who's a she, her.
We're
going to
do fashion next week. We're going to do a fashion segment.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah. Because the spring, spring, summer shit. And then like the new fall, winter shit. We're going to have some conversations.
You're such a metrosexual. Huh?
I'm not metro. I just like fashion.
You're not a fucking jock. You said we're jocks. I was like, you're not a fucking jock.
I'm a jock. All right. I know all the balls. I know the different balls. I know the size, the color, and all of them.
You sound gay now.
All right. Lastly, pick something random.
You can't pick something random.
Man, I don't know.
This quiz is blowing. This is my favorite quiz.
What's like Eggos.
Eggos. Let's go Eggos because I am hungry.
Okay.
Who are we? I hope it says next quiz. The jocks. I told you bro.
You guys are
jocks. It's hard. I never knew that about us.
You know, it's because of Lucas.
But more and more I'm realizing it. Because you know what? You get so excited when you talk about sports.
I do.
And I'm most knowledgeable about sports over anything else, too. And I didn't know I was a jock.
I guess we're jocks.
Ah, fuck, man.
Rothgar
got a band kid. He was one of those guys.
What does it say? Sure, you're the
nerdiest.
Nerdiest. Damn, I can't read this out.
The nerdiest nerd at Hawkins High School. But who cares? You're happiest when you're around music. You're happiest when you're around sports and sports balls.
Whoa, you're the one of the cool kids.
Hey. You're super athletic too. Good on you. I don't think we were cool. That's where we were confused about being jocks. Uh-huh. We were just into sports and then we're jocks, but we were not popular. So we thought, we can't be jocks because we're not popular. We must be one of these nerds.
You know, it was funny in high school basketball. Our rival school.
Yeah. See, jock talk, dude.
Here's some jock talk.
You're getting into some jock talk.
Yeah, but like it falls into like what we're talking about.
All right.
We played our rivals in basketball at their home. We lost. When they came to our place, our home, and we played them, we won. And me and Jack.
How is this not jock talk?
No, it is jock talk.
Okay.
But me and Jack, the next day, like, we were walking around school, and we were like, nothing's different. And he admitted to me later, he's like, you know, I thought the next day, like, people would be like, oh, my God, amazing game. You fucking did it, dude. You fucking rock, man.
You pulled off the greatest feat,
right?
That I've seen with my own eyes.
Right. We thought we were gonna get praise. Thought we were gonna just be like,
that's so funny.
And it was my best game. That was my best game in high school. My best game in high school was against our rivals at our house. I had a career high or whatever. Like,
yeah. And you thought you thought there was gonna be at least a balloon.
I didn't think so. But when he said that to me, I was like, you know what? I guess me too.
I thought that too.
But I got to just sit
That's so funny. It's so funny that he said it out loud too.
I got to turn in my homework still.
There's no parade us.
So like that's where like being a jock like just didn't mean much.
Yeah.
You know, I guess, I don't know.
We went to a school that was like mostly about academics.
It was mostly about academics, but like we had like some strong athletics. You know.
Yeah, I mean, we had, you beat the guy that you lost to the one that you were at their house.
Yep.
There you go. Maybe you deserve that praise. How many points you get, Gabe?
15.
15 points. Hey.
I went on an 8-0 run.
What?
I scored 8 points and in a row.
Yeah.
And they didn't answer back.
Yo, F in the chat to pay your respect to Gabe's best game. 15 points.
15 points.
F in the chat, y'all.
Dude.
Come on.
One of the coaches was like, we've been waiting for you to play like this.
Oh, they gave you the flowers, though. Yeah. They gave you a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The team gave the flowers. Like, I just like, you know, when I did the 8-0 run and they called timeout and, like, we walked to the bench, I got my flowers from the whole team. The whole team was like, fucking high fives or, like, let me suck your dick. And I was like, fucking after the game, you know? So I got that. But, like, you think, like, next day you're, like, you know, you walk around and, like, people are like, hey, good game. Right. Hey, I saw you out there. Like. No, fucking nobody gave a shit.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah. No, I'm a jock. What are we looking up right now? Friday Night Lights?
No, there's like a scene where like the character Waterbug is like walking in his hallway and everyone's giving a high five. So I was like looking for that little scene.
Yeah. Didn't get that shit.
Yeah.
You'd get like that high school sports movie reception.
After like
But like you weren't even national champs. I don't know what you expected. Go get fucking state champ, and then I would have high-fived you, man.
I mean,
I would have been at least doing this while someone else was blowing you.
The gym was packed, you know? You think the next day, like, it's like, it wasn't, like, not a big deal.
Yeah, no, I was at a lot of sporting events.
Yeah.
I don't think I was paying attention, like, ever. I was always chit-chatting with someone.
Yeah.
And, like, eating a baked potato or something. Our school had mad good baked potatoes for
I guess
some reason.
So I never
the morning announcement should have said something. I think if we have they promoted it.
No, we didn't have
it. No, we
didn't have a modern school that had speakers.
See that's
we had barely air conditioning.
Yeah, we barely had air conditioning.
No speakers.
That's exactly what I said. I went to middle school here. They had no speakers and no air conditioning, and you guys looked at me like I was insane.
Yeah, you sound like you went to an Amish school. I don't get it.
Like, but you didn't have that either.
Yeah, I don't know, but we had like computers, so it didn't seem like we didn't have stuff. And I could see that clearly there is a speaker on the wall. I just never heard anything come through it.
I guess I was hung up on Maryland because Maryland, you had those things. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
To
and then we had like morning announcements and stuff.
Yeah.
But we didn't really have like homeroom or homeroom announcements or anything. Right.
No, we had a weekly newspaper.
We did have a weekly newspaper.
That was our claim to fame.
That was our big thing.
And they didn't give a shit about sports.
What are you talking about? Half the newspaper was about sports.
I guess. But yeah.
What else are you going to talk about?
Huh.
The upcoming ASB president election?
Julie Wang's articles.
Oh, damn. Those were good.
Those were good.
It was called Juliana's Theory.
Nice.
You remember?
Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to her. She's a professional writer and a well-regarded one.
I own her book, but I never read a fucking page.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I've read everything she's written. You know, were you on LiveJournal? You were on LiveJournal, but not really, right?
No, I wasn't at all.
You weren't at all?
No.
Damn, dude. LiveJournal was the shit back in the day.
I was busy.
You know how you said we went to school with smart people?
Yeah.
We went to school with a lot of like wannabe writers.
Writers, yeah.
You know?
That's like, so that was their exciting. Escape. You know, the smart people, their escape wasn't sports. Well, some of them were. It was writing.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree
so
with
like
that.
All those like wannabe writers, they're not writers now, but they were always churning out like interesting little stories about their day or some shit, or like even if it was like a journal entry, they do it with flair, and it was pretty tight, honestly. I'd really dig the LiveJournal days. I hope that comes back in some form for people.
Facebook, I mean,
but it's not the same because like you have to pare it down and like refine one aspect to be a good website, I think.
I mean, you could. I mean, if that's what you're like into, like, but like people aren't into that anymore. They're into like
it's gonna come around.
Yeah.
I think it'll come around. People are going to get tired of looking at screens and short videos.
I'm curious about, like, the smart people at our school who, like, I have no idea what they're, like, doing now. Like,
yeah.
Meaning, like,
Hrothgar knows LiveJournal. He knows what's up. LiveJournal was the shit, bro.
There were some smart people from our high school that, like, I looked at them kind of like celebrities. I was like, oh shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're fucking, like, let me.
Clear the way.
I'll give you space, right?
You might go to Harvard.
Yeah. For real. Like, Stanford, Harvard.
Yeah, there was a lot of clever kids. I was like a little bit like, whoa, what the fuck?
Like, I knew that they were just going to go, and then, like, they would just be like, I wouldn't hear from them. Like, yeah. I mean, I wasn't friends with them to begin with, but, like, yeah. I knew at least that they're, like, the smart people that I knew that I had at some classes with or, like, yeah. some interactions with, they're like, all right, like, I might know, you know, where they, you know, go for college and, like, you know, see how they end up. But there were some people I'm like, dude, you're going, like, East Coast. You're going, like, some Ivy League schools or whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking...
You're killing it. And they'd be killing it. And you know a lot what? Of them were funny.
You know what? I fucking had a good game at basketball. Not a fucking peep. Not a goddamn peep, you know? Fucking shit. Right.
You see, they went to like a top five school. Uh-huh. That means you got to at least make it to like Final Four national championship.
Oh, shit. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got
you fucking around on this community college level.
Oh, you're right. I couldn't even make it in community college. You know what? I'm going to say this. I wasn't told that I could play in college. I think if someone told me you could play in college at some level.
Yeah. You would have done it.
I would have gone for it.
Jock talk.
I would have gone for that shit. All right. You know what? I was better at tennis than I was in basketball. League wise, I guess. Let's not get into it. Jock talk, dude. We'll save that for Patreon. All right, patreon.com/itdoesntexist. All right, let's close this episode. What time is it?
Pretty late. 8:30, 40-ish? 35.
We didn't even talk about your wedding coming up.
Oh, yeah, it's coming up. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to take next week off. So in honor of my wedding, I need you to share the show with some people. All right? It's a good listen. All right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry we're not famous. And maybe it's because we're not famous, you're not immediately interested. But we're fucking funny. All right? I got shit to say. This guy, he's got jock talk. All right? This guy would have played in college. Were you listening?
If someone told me it was possible, I would have gone for it. Instead, I started drinking in high school like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But you know what? That led me here. That led me here, baby.
I think we're both just funny people.
Funny jocks.
Yeah. We later in life, I actually was a fan of comedy for a while. We're not going to get into this conversation because we're fucking signing off. All right. Hey, follow us at OK's Happy Hour. All right. We're doing stuff. And follow, subscribe. Do this podcast. It's great.
That's all we got going for us.
Huh? I like the podcast, though. I think the podcast is great. Pop-Popcast. He can't even find the right one. Our own guy can't even find the right one.
Micropedia has it. He's fine.
Pop-Popcast.
Don't worry about it. It's in the chat. Share it, like it.
Thank you, everyone. Gabe, do you have a wish for all our listeners to sign us off?
A wish?
A wish.
I wish happiness and healthiness to all of our viewers. I hope all of our viewers and all of our listeners have a wonderful week and a wonderful 2 weeks because we're going to take a week off. And that's it. That's all I want. I want people to be happy, you know? When our show was at its peak, OK's Happy Hour,
yeah,
we got a lot of people that said, hey, your show brings us a lot of joy, and that's all I want.
Oh, shit. I forgot to tell you. I got I got recognized at a cafe.
You got recognized at a cafe?
Like last weekend. Some guy just, some girl and guy, like a couple, came up to me and was like, oh, are you Dennis? I'm like, yeah.
From what?
And
what
then,
did they say?
From OK's Happy Hour. And I was like, yeah. They're like, we're big fans. And I was like, oh, cool.
No shit.
Yeah. You've never had that happen to you yet, right?
We had it happen at an airport together.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's happened. Yeah.
Have I had it happen?
And you got recognized at a bar that I was with. I was with as well. Yeah.
You were fucking with him. You got recognized.
Yeah, and I thought the dude was like fucking around. And I had no idea.
For real?
It happens.
Yeah. You didn't tell me about that shit either.
I feel like we did. I think we did. We must have. Did we? Didn't?
No, we did.
We must have.
You told me about that.
Yeah, like we were
sitting
at a bar.
Donko.
Yeah, and then
in
this
K-Town.
Asian kid came up to Dennis and was like, "Hey, like, are you?" I don't know what he said.
Yeah, but he's like, "I love this show."
Fuck, dude, we gotta get the
show.
You
need to be out
dude.
In the streets more.
Let's go do this.
You
do
need
the
be out in
show.
The streets.
No, we need to do the show.
Yeah,
we need to do the show.
I got recognized at like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, well, yeah. Historically, you get more recognized than I do.
That's a trip.
That's all it is. You're fucking taller, I guess. You're a giraffe. You're just out here. Pop, pop, everyone. Pop, I'm gonna down this drink. And Dennis will close us out. No cookbook roulette tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Shoot.
I'm busy. Right. Or maybe, I don't know, dude. It might be a surprise. I don't fucking know.
If he can find some socks in time for tomorrow and shove them down his pants, he's going to stream for y'all.
It's hard.
That's cookbook roulette. Follow us. Like us at OK's Happy Hour. Gabe wishes happiness and a restful 2 weeks for you. Join us next in 2 weeks. Wednesday on 2 weeks, 7 p.m. Come on, y'all. Thank you.